Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced the largest tax hike in history as part of a $5.8 trillion budget request. The president made a renewed push on Monday for congressional Democrats to overhaul the nation's tax code and dramatically raise rates on corporations and ultra-wealthy Americans. The new budget will start in October. Ukraine President Zelensky, via translator, announces he wants a face-to-face meeting with Putin to sort out the war.
Security guarantees and neutrality, the nuclear-free status of our state. We are ready to go for it, he said. And he continued, this is the most important point for the Russian Federation, as far as I recall.
Teams from both countries are meeting in Turkey today with the hopes of reaching an agreement on peace. March Madness men's basketball is down to the Final Four. Villanova faces Kansas, and University of North Carolina goes against Duke. Both games are on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Alaska Representative Don Young, the longest-serving Republican in the House of Representatives, will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Tuesday. 88-year-old Young died March 18th. Many parents wanting more control over what is taught to their very young children in school applaud Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. The new law prevents subjects such as sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten through third grade. At a press conference, Governor DeSantis says it also allows parents to be more informed about sensitive subjects being taught in their children's classrooms.
Teachers will be protected against someone from on high, whether in a bureaucracy or in a school board, telling them that they need to do gender-bred manner, telling them that they need to talk about things like transgender to a first or second grader.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United Nations Chief Secretary General Antonio Guterres has launched an initiative to immediately explore a humanitarian ceasefire in Ukraine in order to allow the delivery of desperately needed aid and pave the way for serious political negotiations to end the month-long war. It should be noted the 193-member UN General Assembly has called for an immediate cessation of hostilities in Ukraine twice, on March 2nd and March 24th, without any positive results. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, the Republican from New York on Newsmax last night, saying the scramble by Biden administration officials to clarify President Biden's recent remarks about the Russian invasion of Ukraine shows the existence of a shadow government running the country instead of Biden.
You know, when Putin was planning to invade months ago, troops were massing on the Ukrainian border and he did nothing. We could have done something. He lifted the mandatory sanctions on building Nord Stream 2. He shut off our energy independence. And then we got to the gas just on a brief visit a few 3-day visit in Poland. Glad that he's putting the NATO allies together. It's something he has to do. But this was on the heels of another gaffe-tastic Kamala Harris visit by the vice president, where she, you know, was turning, when they asked her about inflation, and she decided to turn that over to the Polish president instead of realizing that question was for her. So, you know, we have incompetence on almost every level here. And that's why you're seeing this so-called, as you refer to it as, the people behind the scenes. It looks like a shadow government of people that are actually running our government in Washington.
That's Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's...
You know, have you noticed something about the truth? It just nags at you. You know, you can lie to it all that you want, but it doesn't change anything. I mean, you can even slap somebody, but it doesn't change anything. It's still the truth. It's still out there. And for Dr. John Lott, God bless him, you know, for being tenacious. And there's so many others that are equally tenacious because, you know, when it comes to voter fraud in 2020, the Democrats and the ruling class would want us to believe that we just should shut up, accept the results. Joe Biden is the legitimate president. He got all the votes. He got 80 million plus votes. That's a fact. Move on. There was no voter fraud, although people keep getting arrested, which I think is quite interesting. They arrested for voter fraud, you know, but there was none that took place. And yet now, according to Rasmussen, I think it's something like 67, 70%. It's climbing. It's climbing almost every month. More and more people are citing and agreeing that there was voter fraud that took place in 2020. But, you know, we don't want to talk about that. Let's just talk about January 6th. Let's keep people on ice in a D.C. jail in solitary confinement. And if you get out of the way, I mean, it's all a signal to you that you should not get out of order. And you have to think like the Democrats and the rest of these talking heads on the mainstream media and even cable stations, how they go along with this. I mean, you know, they'd say to me, they say, well, Bill, don't you believe, you know, that, you know, President Biden was legitimately elected? And I say, you know, I don't know. I just don't know. And doesn't that present a problem? Well, Dr. John Lott has continued to respond to this because, like he and so many of us, the truth just keeps nagging at us. You know, it's when you know somebody's lying to you, it's just not comfortable. And Dr. John Lott joins us now. John, did I frame that okay? I mean, is that pretty much the issue here?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to relitigate the 2020 election. My concern is just going forward and making sure that we don't have the types of problems that I am apparently finding occurred in the 2020 election. You know, the thing is, it's not just Republicans who believe this. You know, you look at things like the Rasmussen surveys that you're talking about. They have 34% of Democrats believe that there were problems that altered the outcome of the 2020 election. So, you know, that's pretty significant, and it's obviously not just a conspiracy theory with Republicans. But, you know, the amazing thing to me is that you have those types of percentages despite the fact that the mainstream media, even Fox, whenever they have a news story that mentions the possibility of vote fraud. They will go and say things like, you know, disproven or, you know, a myth or something. They'll editorialize
exactly
in the middle of their news story. So it's kind of amazing that you have anybody who believes it, let alone the majority. I think the most recent Rasmussen survey I saw showed 52% thought that the outcome of the 2020 election was altered by this type of fraud, and 40% said it didn't. And it was pretty much true across virtually all demographic groups. The only ones that thought that that wasn't true were basically people who went to graduate school, or people who made over $200,000 a year, or Democrats or liberals.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and to continue on with this narrative, and you got Bill Barr on this book tour that he's on, and he just very succinctly broad brushes it and says, look, I told the president, the numbers weren't there. Okay, well, but wait a minute, you know, did you do a deeper dive on it? And he goes on these interviews, and of course that feeds into the narrative for those on the left, and so nobody's going to challenge him, and goes along, even like you say on Fox. And he says, well, come on, you're the attorney general. You know more than that, or you should know more than that, because we've got over 1,000 people sworn affidavits saying, hey, there was monkey business here. We got numbers that don't add up. Does that bother you? I mean, and we're not talking, you know, maybe 5,000 votes. I mean, in each of these swing states, I mean, we're hearing numbers on average about 15,000 to 20,000 votes that are brought into question. Well, interestingly enough, those numbers could have altered the outcome of the election, and it's much closer than just a couple of inconsequential votes, and even to the point that you got Georgia. Georgia was very insistent about saying, no, everything was according to Hoyle, it's all good, until they saw recently video of people stuffing the ballot box late at night, breaking the law. And, even the Secretary of State for Georgia says, well, this is a problem. We may have to look into it. And like you, I'm like you. I'm going, wait a minute. That cat's, you know, that cat, that cow, whatever it is, that animal is out of the barn. It's out and rolling. I mean, this is what we have to live with. I don't know that we have the intestinal fortitude as a country to really take on this issue, to do anything about a fraudulent voting process that took place, to where we have the wrong man in the Oval Office, and look what we're doing. We're paying greatly for this. So all you can hope for is, like you say, John, going forward, that we've sealed everything up so that this really, truly, you know, doesn't happen again. And when I say doesn't happen again, I'm not saying it like Nancy Pelosi. I'm saying it like every concerned citizen that says, look, we're a lot better than this. This free America deserves a vote count that we can count on, a legitimate one. Go ahead.
Right. Sure. Look, even before we kind of get into the specifics of this new empirical research that's forthcoming in an academic journal, you know, you have a couple of issues. One is people have this concern, and if people have a concern, then that can impact whether people vote or not. If they believe that there's significant fraud there, that may discourage people from voting. And one of the things that I've found, I've looked at voting rules in other countries, is how unique the United States is in terms of not having rules to prevent vote fraud. So, for example, look at Europe. There are 37 countries in Europe. 46 and a half of the 47 countries require government-issued photo IDs to be able to go and vote. The one holdout is part of the United Kingdom, but even they are moving now to join the rest of the continent. So pretty soon you're going to have all 47 countries in Europe require government-issued photo IDs to be able to go and vote. Look at something like absentee ballots. 35 of the 47 countries in Europe ban absentee ballots, completely ban them for people living in the country. Another 10 require that you have to have a government-issued photo ID to be able to go in person and pick up the absentee ballot. They will not send it to you in the mail because they're worried about it possibly getting stolen. There are only two countries out of the 47 that have rules even remotely similar to the United States, and their rules are still much stricter than any of the states have in the United States. And, and those types of things are true across the world in terms of things. You know, I'll give you one other example. One of the big
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We come back. We've got more from Dr. John Lott after this at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nineteen. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And our salute to the independent network that supports us. I mean, this kind of conversation that Dr. John Lott and I are having, you gotta know this is verboten. You say, how come I have never heard about it? Because, you know, other outlets will not allow a First Amendment right to be exercised. It's all being squelched, and especially when it has to do with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, you know, go on down the list, anything that the Democrats have supported, anything that's against conservatives, boy, that is the order of the day. John, I want you to finish up, you know, from what you were saying in the first segment about, you know, what these European countries know that we're ignoring. I mean, all this history that they've gone through and what they have done to ensure to their people that free and fair voting takes place. But here, you know, we've got in the United States a country that just says, oh, well, that's irrelevant. You know, they have a better idea and a better way, and it's all to facilitate cheating, the bottom line, the way I see it. But go ahead.
Right. Well, I mean, one of the interesting things across the rest of the world is kind of the universal agreement across the political spectrum to have these rules to prevent vote fraud. You know, you look at England, for example, and in 1985, Margaret Thatcher introduced voter ID rules for Northern Ireland, conservative government there. And then in 2002, Tony Blair, the head of the Labour Party, introduced more tamper-proof, resistant photo IDs that were required for people voting in Northern Ireland. Blair's government was claiming that there was massive counterfeiting of the voter IDs that that Thatcher had enacted. And it turned out, I think he had strong evidence afterwards, that maybe about 11% of the people who had been registered to vote in Northern Ireland weren't real people. So, you know, and you look at Mexico, all the major parties there support government-issued photo ID, support banning absentee ballots, support, you know, requiring thumbprints for people to be able to go and vote beyond the photo on the IDs there. And you look, you see that in the rest of the world. You know, I mentioned before photo IDs in the rest of the world and restrictions or bans on absentee ballots. One of the things that became quite a focus this last year in Texas, for example, was the issue of ballot boxes. The Republicans wanted to have it so that the ballot boxes would be available between 6 a.m. and 9 or 10 p.m. and that they would be monitored at all times. I cannot find voting rules in another country that doesn't have strict chain of custody regulations with regard to ballot boxes. The notion of leaving ballot boxes out unattended at 3 a.m. in the morning is something that you cannot find being discussed in other countries. The notion hasn't even crossed their mind. Well, yeah. You know what, you know, if you look at the debate in the courts that occurred after the 2020 election, because people often focus on that, I don't think they've read the court cases very much. Because what happened was you had Republicans would go to the courts and say, look, there was a lot of irregularities in the voting. Rules were broken. And the judges would say, yeah, you're right. There were irregularities. The rules were broken. But, you know, can you show us evidence up front that there was enough vote fraud to have changed the outcome of the election? And Republicans say, well, look, you know, we weren't allowed to really observe the ballot counting. And, you know, we need to have discovery in order to provide you with the evidence. And the judges would come back and they'd say, well, you know, we're only going to grant you discovery if you can show us up front that there was significant enough evidence that there was vote fraud to change the outcome of the election. And so the Republicans were kind of caught in a catch-22. And that's time after time. It was kind of that non-decision that was coming down from the courts. And so I was working at that time at the U.S. Department of Justice. I was senior advisor for research and statistics in the Department of Justice, the Office of Legal Policy. And so, you know, I do a lot of empirical work. I've actually done a lot of empirical work on voting over the years. For example, I was the statistical expert for USA Today in the 2000 election. I've been involved in many ways. Most of my academic work's actually on voting and voting machines and related issues. And so I took a look at this, and I came up with three pretty simple tests that I think are an attempt to try to measure the amount of fraud or discrepancies that we were seeing in the election. You know, so the first test is really pretty simple. You have counties where fraud was alleged in terms of counting of mail-in or absentee ballots, and you have counties next to them where there's no fraud alleged. And so what I looked at was precincts that were on the border of these counties. So you have two small precincts, you know, like Allegheny County, which is Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. They have 1,323 precincts in the county. So these are pretty tiny areas. And you have two precincts that are adjacent to each other on opposite sides of a county border, one in a county where fraud was alleged and the other one in a county where there was no allegations of fraud. And you have to understand one other fact, and that is the in-person votes are counted at the precinct. The absentee or mail-in ballots are counted at the some central office in counties across the country. And so what I wanted to look at was when you have two small areas that are, you know, right across the street from each other, they're very similar demographically, they're very similar politically, and what you find is that I looked at the 2016 election and then I looked at the 2020 election. What you find is that the gap between the in-person votes really pretty much perfectly explain the outcomes that you saw in terms of the absentee ballots in 2016. In 2020, though, what you found is that you'd walk across the street and you'd find that there was a lot more absentee ballots going to Biden in the county where fraud was alleged than in the very similar, politically similar, you know, in terms of voter registration, in terms of, you know, demographics of the area across the street in the county where fraud wasn't alleged. I also looked at provisional ballots. One of the claims was
we got about a minute and a half left here, John. So, all right, just you know, timing wise, go ahead.
The same type of test for provisional ballots because the claim was in Pennsylvania counties, if somebody sent in a mail-in ballot and they made a mistake on it, so it wasn't eligible to be counted, they allowed them to fix it. They provided provisional ballots, and so what you find is that the counties where they allegedly did that, there was a right across the street again from another precinct that's extremely similar. You found a lot of provisional ballots, and they went for Biden between Allegheny County and Philadelphia counties in Pennsylvania. I picked up about 7,000 more votes just for those two counties, just from that.
And so you're presenting this for peer review, which will bring the discussion back up.
Already gone through the peer review process. People can find the paper at our website at crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. It's right at the top, and they can see the academic paper there.
Well, Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, the author of Gun Control Myths, until January was the senior advisor for research and statistics at the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Legal Policy and dealt with vote fraud issues. John, as always, we appreciate the time and insight, and I'm going to be checking it out myself as well as we recommend each of our listeners do the same.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced the largest tax hike in history as part of a $5.8 trillion budget request. The president made a renewed push on Monday for congressional Democrats to overhaul the nation's tax code and dramatically raise rates on corporations and ultra-wealthy Americans. The new budget will start in October. Ukraine President Zelensky, via a translator, announces he wants a face-to-face meeting with Putin to sort out the war.
Security guarantees and neutrality, the nuclear-free status of our state. We are ready to go for it, he said. And he continued, this is the most important point for the Russian Federation, as far as I recall.
Teams from both countries are meeting in Turkey today with the hopes of reaching an agreement on peace. March Madness men's basketball is down to the Final Four. Villanova faces Kansas, and University of North Carolina goes against Duke. Both games are on Saturday. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
About 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And kind of a program heads up, if you're hearing us over the weekend, it's a delayed broadcast. So you may hear Bill Martinez live and references to that. And that is because we do air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And you're welcome to join us. And all you got to go to is BillMartinezShow.com. And you will find an archive, in addition to being able to connect with us live, an archive of our interviews of these great experts and guests that we bring on the show to help you. I mean, we're here to educate all of us. This idea of a dumbed-down voter, a low-information voter, is unacceptable. Because a dumbed-down and low-information voter gets you the government that we have right now, ladies and gentlemen. And this is on us, because this is a government of, for, by, and we, the people. The author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, he's a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, Dr. Wilford Riley joins us now. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be talking to you. I mean, look at 10 facts you can't talk about. I mean, you could probably really expand this dramatically, especially when it comes to a Supreme Court nominee. And it hit me the other day. You know, when you go into their courtroom, they say you must, you know, you got to put your hand on the Bible and swear you're going to tell the whole truth and nothing but. But yet when they are applying for a job, I guess that doesn't count. You know, of course, they're not sworn in. So it's a lot of opinion, a lot of obfuscation. And meanwhile, you're left scratching your head. And I'm going, who, after two grueling days here of all these questions and everything, I still don't know who Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is. Do you?
I do, because I read her opinions. I mean, she's a pretty standard liberal justice. She's intelligent, but I don't think, you know, the best qualified ever to pursue that role. I have a pretty good idea. But, I mean, unless you're going to do that, and, I mean, obviously I teach in political science. I teach some classes in law. These hearings are kind of a kabuki show, and that's very famously what they are. I mean, they're a chance for the party in opposition to cut their campaign commercials. The judicial candidates often are not sworn in, so, I mean, they've been jokingly described as a chance to practice your lying skills. What you're trying to do as a candidate is not say anything that will disqualify you after what happened to Bork, after what they tried to do to Kavanaugh.
Right.
I mean, we've seen some of the justices on the left accused of things like smoking marijuana. You're trying to give these calm, neutral answers that'll just let you sail through the process. The problem with that is that it often leads to people saying silly things. I mean, Clarence Thomas, who's one of my favorite justices on the court, but, I mean, obviously, you know, a Catholic man, a religious guy, he was asked, do you have any thoughts on Roe versus Wade? And he said, well, I've never discussed it. Not with colleagues, not at a bar, not with your wife. No, I can't remember any such conversation.
Yes.
Now, obviously, Mr. Justice Thomas has a position on abortion. He just didn't want that to become 25 minutes of the hearings with, you know, Pat Leahy or Joe Biden getting their campaign material.
Mm-hmm.
And with Brown Jackson, this went to new heights, right? I mean, she was asked, well, what do you think a woman is? Let's read these gender cases. And she said, well, I don't know. I'm not a biologist. Let's move to the next question. So it sounds ridiculous when you take it out of context. You've never discussed abortion with a woman in your life on a dating relationship. You don't know what a woman is, but that's what these hearings are.
Yeah. Well, it's quite revealing of our culture. And then on top of that, like you said, it becomes a show trial in a sense and an exposition. You got Cory Booker, who doesn't even ask a question, and he goes full blown Jussie Smollett on us.
Well, yeah, I think that the idea was that the Republicans were being a little mean. They were trying to get some points back for Kavanaugh, which might be true. I mean, Brett Kavanaugh was abused during his hearing. I mean, he was asked about sword fights on boats. That's only a slight exaggeration. He was accused of harassing someone's wife and then fighting the guy, taking a knife from him. He was accused of potentially being a gang rapist. I mean, this crazy stuff. The only allegation that may have been at all valid was that he roughly kissed someone on a high school date or at a high school party. And even that, no one could recall where the party was, what had happened. No one was sure that it was Kavanaugh. But, I mean, you're seeing some similar questions come back to Brown Jackson now. Mm-hmm. Are you a pedophile? It's sort of. I mean, and whatever the case may be, I think Booker responds to that by going really over the top and saying that this was a beautiful moment. He cried when she was in his office. I think he cried again during the hearing.
Yeah, yeah. He went emotional. He had a thrill up his leg. All this other stuff. I mean, it was insane. I mean, it was embarrassing. I mean, I got squeamish. It's just like, oh, my God, no, don't stop. But he just kept on going and didn't even ask a question. And, of course, it made her, she got emotional as well. You know,
and
so
she started, totally validly crying. And, I mean, they were talking about this on, obviously, I'm kidding here. I'm not sure Booker, at least, was crying for real at all. But, I mean, they started talking about this on Twitter. It was either Cory Booker or Amy Klobuchar that said, you know, Ketanji Brown Jackson is how we spell joy as adults. There's a tendency to do this, especially on the political left, where your opponents are kind of coming hard for your nominee. So you start describing your nominee as the most qualified, the most brilliant. I mean, people all the absurd political theater gets involved in these sort of hearings with, you know, Anita Hill showing up and so on down the line. Mm-hmm. Whether or not this has anything to do with whether the nominee gets confirmed is, you know, at very least questionable. I think Ketanji Brown Jackson will slide through by a few votes because the Dems have a majority.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think, but meanwhile, along the way, we know we're in for. She presented the first day, and this is what she kind of set herself up on some of these questionings, Will, is that she set herself up on the first day. I mean, for men, you thought, oh, my God, is she from the garment of Scalia? I mean, she's talking originalism. But yet, when you read her her judgment, her decisions, I mean, and you know, you see what's coming up. I mean, she's quite an activist. She certainly is not an originalist.
Well, it depends what you read. I mean, so obviously you can't expect a Democrat president to nominate a Republican. I mean,
of course.
Yeah. I mean, so when people say, you know, she's a bit on the left, well, yeah, she was nominated by Joe Biden. I mean, that's not really compared to kind of Sotomayor or something like that. Biden is not as radical on a lot of issues as Obama was. But I mean, if you actually read through her opinion, there's a considerable amount of questioning of sort of executive governmental power, which I don't have a problem with. She's actually written a brief for the Cato Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some interesting things there. And there are also some things that are obviously going to be attacked from the right. I mean, one of the things Hawley kept pointing out was that there's a softness when it comes to sentencing kiddie porn offenders.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was that these guys have certain sentencing guidelines that they're supposed to receive. And Jackson, and part of this is maybe because she's younger and she's aware that a lot of these guys are people that are seeing an image on 4chan and downloading it. They're not filming in the basement with, you know, camera apparatus, but has never, I think, enforced at least the highest level of guidelines against convicted pedophiles, which is a little gross.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But there's some other things like the suspicion of state power that you're probably glad to see on the right. But again, the reality is most people on the right would prefer really any conservative justice to any justice on the left.
Yes.
And this isn't going to change the dynamics of the court if you're thinking about the left.
No, not at all.
Term.
Exactly.
She's replacing Ginsburg.
Right. Yeah. It's just a pass through. I mean, she's replacing Judge Breyer, and so you get, you know.
Oh, yeah, Breyer.
Yeah, she'll be on the same team. So it's there's no change there, and you're exactly right. And the thing is that happens is that the Democrat nominees, gosh, almost 100%. Well, they stay true to their values and their ideologies. There's no wavering. I don't hear of much wavering. It's very rare that someone from the left crosses over. It's the people on the right. They're the ones that they're not so ideologically fixed, right?
Yeah, I think it might just be that big city D.C. environment. It's a lot easier to move left in D.C. in the cocktail party circuit than to move
right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you want to go to that party, you better know how to vote, that's for sure. We've got Dr. Wilfred Riley with us, and our conversation will continue with him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley, professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Can't talk about what a woman is, the definition of a woman. We can't talk about women or men competing with women. Well, you know, you and I, we've not really talked much about Leah Thomas, but and I don't know if you saw this video the other night. There was a woman in the stand, and, you know, she was... They caught her on video, and she was saying, you know, that's a woman, that's a man in the pool. This was during the NCAA championships. And, you know, that's a man in the pool. And a gentleman in front of her goes, well, you know, what are you talking about? You know, are you a biologist? And she says, well, I'm not a vet, but I know a dog when I see one. And so, you know, it's amazing, this idea of, you know, even talking about what a woman is, and I saw some man in the street videos. People are asking, you know, they were asking, you know, what is a woman? And people are, I mean, are you kidding me? They're just so, they don't even know, and they're talking to other women. You know, what's a woman? I mean, is this what we've come down to in our culture? We're just so confused we don't even know the difference between a man and a woman anymore?
Yeah, I think the idea that you have to be a biologist to define a woman, that if you were kissing someone on a date, there'd be no visual or olfactory clue that they were female, is insane. Mm-hmm. The root of this is the confusion of sex with gender. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Bill, you and I are in kind of that media space. We know these terms, but it's worth reviewing them. Like, sex is what's always been considered, and what is, the definer of being male or female. Mm-hmm. In fact, until the modern kind of weirdo era, the word gender just referred to sex. But sex is really, it's as simple as it sounds. It's defined by, you know, the quote is, what gay meat you produce if you talk to a biologist. But in practice, mm-hmm. that means kind of what your genitalia are.
Yes, right.
So, female. valuable kind of large gametes are called eggs. This is females don't just exist among humans. They exist among all mammal predators like bears or lions. In fact, almost all mammals. So males are beings that produce a larger number of small gametes, sperm, and so on. And males tend to have some kind of device that does this. I mean, we have a penis. So that's what sex is. Sex is actually, it's reflected in chromosomal order. You can see what sex you are in every cell of your body. Like, if you took a skin cell from my hand, I don't want to ramble on endlessly about this, but you'd be able to look at this and see that I am an XY, potentially XYY. I might have that variant that makes you slightly more aggressive, but male. It's really easy to define.
Well, that extra Y only shows up when you're in the paint during a basketball competition. I know that. So
well, I'm too small to be in the paint, effectively, but not like. But no, it's that kind of. And that's actually, I'm not like boasting that a doctor wants something. No. You like their tests for like Y variants. Yeah. You're more likely to be successful as a man if you have it and you're smart. But you probably haven't been done anyway. But the point is just that as a male, we know what being a male is to the point where a doctor can tell you this, like. You have a male chromosomal order. This is your testosterone level. You know, you want to cook less with Teflon pans and you know, eat better because that can lower it. So none of this is a secret. The idea of gender is something that developed in the 1980s. I think this goes back to the writings of Jay Butler and so on down the line, Judith Butler.
Mm-hmm.
But gender essentially is the performance of sex. So Butler argued that if you took someone that was male, and you put them in what you could call a primitive society, and you had them wear sort of women's clothing and present as a woman, and they had sort of stereotypical women's interests, and they decorated their body as a woman in our society. That would mean makeup, hairstyle. In many cases, if you began with a feminine man, people for a significant portion of time would think that they had encountered a woman if they encountered this person. So her argument was that you can be male, but follow the cultural norms that are associated with being female, and so you're female in gender terms, if that makes any sense at all. Gender is how you present sex or how you express yourself, at some level how you feel. So over the past 20 years, we've had sort of this revolution in the social sciences where people have stopped talking about biological sex in the softer social sciences and started talking about gender. So when you say that someone's a trans man, whether or not you agree with these underlying concepts, when you say someone's a trans man, what you mean is that, or trans woman, what you mean is that they are a person who is biologically male, that has a penis, testicles, broad shoulders, etc., but they identify as a woman, or they feel like a woman. That's literally the test. And there's no surgery required to compete in athletics short of the Olympics. The policy is what's called self-definition. So Leah Thomas is competing in the Women's Natty, the Women's National Swimming Championships, where she won one of three races, won the big race, actually.
Right.
Because Leah Thomas is getting a little confusing, because Leah Thomas is someone who is a man biologically, but who identifies as being a woman. And when I try to explain this to, say, the old matriarchs in my family and so on, I mean, it's just people respond by just describing this as gibberish. But it's one of those ideas like systemic racism or cultural appropriation that's come out of that kind of quasi-Marxist stew pot in elite colleges. But that's why we're seeing this.
Well, they put it on a spectrum. And it was no longer God created them man and woman. Now there's a spectrum, and now you got all these different gender options. I think it's in one California university, I think there's over 60 different gender options that you can check when you are registering for school. I mean, to what end, Will?
Well, this actually, I mean, there's a parallel between this and sort of baraminology over on the extreme right when you get into kind of young earth creationism. Like, if you have created an entirely new concept, like if you're saying, well, if evolution's not real, this is what could be instead, you have a lot of freedom to kind of do whatever you want. And with gender, kind of getting past religion, because traditional religion and real science actually agree on how many sexes there are. But with gender, what you've done is saying, well, we don't think that what defines a man or a woman is biology. We think that what defines a man or a woman is how masculine or feminine you feel on sort of this stereotypical scale. So that does create a spectrum. I mean, you could be, for example, super straight or hyper straight. You could be very masculine and interested only in biological women and so on down the line. But you can go from there to being non-binary, which is you don't feel very masculine or very feminine, whether you're a male or a female. You can go from there to being, quote-unquote, a twink. I mean, very, very feminine. But again, you can be female or male and claim this identity. So the whole I'm sure I'm getting some of the names wrong here, but the whole concept of gender is how you feel determines what you are.
Exactly. But you know, getting back to Leah Thomas specifically, you and I are athletes. I mean, we've been involved in athletics all our lives, and you know, and especially when competing and what is fair, I don't know how Leah Thomas, as an athlete, as somebody that would honor that, would have any I don't know, self-worth or self-exaltation by competing unfairly. And
again, I want to emphasize, like, the gender concept I'm describing, I don't think are real. Like, you can't become a woman by saying you're a woman. It's kind of bizarre, in my opinion, and that of the traditional biological and social sciences. But with Leah Thomas, I mean, I think there are levels within level. Like, one of the most viral things I ever asked on social media was, what would happen if Leah Thomas, who used to be Big Will Thomas, a popular swimmer on the Penn swimming team, turned around and said, this is the greatest prank of all time?
Yes.
You know, I wanted to see how myself and my fraternity brothers wanted to see how people would react to this. Mm-hmm. Like, if that happened, the crazy thing about this is that nothing would have changed physically about Thomas between, you know, winning the races and announcing that this was a prank. Leah Thomas or Will Thomas has never had, you know, penile surgery, is taking, as I understand, a very low level of hormones, has never shaved down the Adam's apple. So because of the rules in NCAA swimming, they didn't have to do much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, will Thomas stay as, quote-unquote, a woman, or will he return to being a man at some point? You know, in terms of self-definition, these are all interesting questions. But I mean, so assuming that this is all dead serious and that Thomas does identify as a woman, quote unquote, currently, I mean, I don't know what the level of pride would be. Many people suspect that after winning the first race, Thomas threw the next two races. If you look at times going back over the past 2 years, that there's a level of recognition that you're going to get, you know, a mob baying after you with a rope if you win, not literally, but if you win three races at the women's nationals. I mean, you're going to have dads throwing stuff in the finals.
Yes.
So that, I think that probably had an effect on Thomas, like the reality of what was happening here.
Yeah, quite possibly. You bring up that's an excellent point to consider. And I think maybe even the idea herself as an athlete to say, you know, what's fair? And, you know, it's I don't know. It's just one of those things when I just, you know, as athletes, we want to be fair to the process and true to the rules. And when there's any cheating going on, I mean, it's bad enough we have it in voting, but when we have it in athletics, that's a bigger offense, I think. You know, we just can't accept that.
Over the line, Bill. It really is weird because if you got to the college level, I mean, at least recently, there's this incredible scrutiny of steroids in your body, substances in your body. Mm-hmm. I think that there should be, frankly.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, there have been guys that have been kicked off pro or, you know, college football teams, Major League Baseball teams, for things like taking ephedrine, suspended for 2-3 games, you know, forced to submit urine samples. So this is kind of a huge elephant in the room, that if you feel in a particular way about your gender or your body, you can change your idea.
Gotta leave it there. We're out of time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...